Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Did you know the Natural News Store saves you money on superfoods, preparedness products, and more? Visit shopnaturalnews.com to start saving right now on herbal medicine kits, sovereign silver, Enerfood superfood products, organic storable foods for preparedness, astaxanthin, chia seeds, coconut sugar, and much more. Everything in the store is personally selected by Mike Adams, the health ranger, so you can shop with confidence while avoiding GMOs, MSG, chemical additives, and other ingredients found in products sold elsewhere. Visit shop naturalnews.com to get started on your savings. Orders of $99 or more are shipped free in the continental USA. And we have live customer support ready to help via phone, text, chat, or email. A percentage of all sales are donated to important causes for food freedom, farm freedom, and health freedom. Most recently, the Natural News Store donated $10,000 to help support the GMO labeling Proposition 37 in California. More donations will be announced on a regular basis. Visit shopnaturalnews.com.
Hey, mister, that's a mighty big dog you got there.
Help me, Jesus! Help me, Jewish God! Help me, Allah! Ah! Help me, Tom Cruise!
It's Linderman Unleashed on Natural News Radio.
You tell him I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear?
All opinions and views expressed on Linderman Unleashed are strictly those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Natural News Radio. Warning, this program might cause you to think for yourself. Listener discretion is advised. And now, here's your host, Kurt Linderman.
Fridays. One quarter of what you eat keeps you alive, and three quarters of what you eat keeps your doctor alive.
Heart disease going up, stroke going up.
We're poisoning ourselves with highly processed, nutrient-depleted foods.
One of the major problems is what we do to the soil and the air and the water and everything we take in our food.
That's right, folks. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed. I'm your host, Kurt Linderman Sr. I'm going to be bringing you the bare-knuckled right hook of truth to any that would try to put the chokehold on your liberty and health freedom. And just like the intro said, today is Food Fight Friday. And I've been telling everybody that I really want to get an expert and a bunch of experts to start coming on Food Fight Fridays to talk about it. You don't always want to hear from the guy behind the mic that doesn't have any degrees behind him or real expertise other than being a dad dealing with this. So today we do have an expert in holistic health. We have an expert that deals with curing and helping children with chronic illnesses and chronic diseases, and she is also a board member and social media director for Epidemic Answers. That's a 501c3 nonprofit. And the goal of that, of Epidemic Answers, is her goal personally, which is to help these children dealing with all of these different illnesses and diseases. And of course, I'm talking about Maria Rickert Hong, who is a holistic health counselor. Maria, welcome to Linderman Unleashed.
Hey, Kurt. Thank you for having me on here.
Well, I am loving it. And we were just talking before we went on the air briefly, and I was trying to figure out, okay, we've been talking, you and I, back and forth on Facebook about getting you on the program, and I'm just fresh back, less than 12 hours actually, from being back from Florida, and I've got so much to talk about on the program this week and what have you, and then I start reading your website, and I'm like, oh my God, Maria's going to make a perfect Food Fight Friday. Well, I'm really excited about this, actually, and we have been working hard to get you on the program. Now, one of the main reasons you wanted to come on the program, and this is what we're going to talk about first on Linderman Unleashed today, is Epidemic Answers, of which you are a board member and social media director. But they're making a new documentary film, and your goal here is to really get people fired up about this film. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. We just kicked off our fundraising campaign for it, and we have hired Mary Mazzio as the director for the film, and she just released a film called The Apple Pushers. I don't know if you've heard about that one, but it's about food deserts in Harlem in New York City and how it's just processed food, and there are high levels of chronic diseases there. And so what she showed was just by introducing fresh fruits and vegetables there into Harlem, how everything improved. And so she's very excited about doing our film with us. And we're kicking off our fundraising. We have a big fundraising event in February 9th in Greenwich, Connecticut. And I guess if you would like to get an invitation to that, you know, people could email me or Facebook me and let me know about that, and we could get you an invite to that and help us out.
Well, that'd be awesome. Now, what is this particular documentary about?
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's about recovering kids. And most people don't know that kids and even adults can be recovered from chronic illnesses. So originally, Epidemic Answer started out with autism, ADHD, allergies, asthma. I've recovered my two sons from sensory processing disorder, from asthma, acid reflux, from allergies and eczema. And once you start studying these things, you realize that there are common links to all these things. So what we want to do in the film is just show what it's like, probably for those main four types that I mentioned at the beginning, for autism, ADHD, allergies, and asthma, and show what it's like for these kids if they're just getting traditional medicine. They're not getting any better, and they're being given pharmaceuticals to just mask the symptoms, and it's not improving. So we want to show what it's like for them before, and then we want to follow 7 to 10 kids with these conditions and have them work with teams of integrative doctors, holistic doctors, naturopaths, functional medicine doctors, biomedical doctors, homotoxicologists, health coaches like myself, and show them over a period of 12 to 18 months and just show if there's any difference.
Wow. You know, that sounds a lot like the TV show that Dr. Wakefield and Polly Tommy are trying to get and push to the networks, which is very similar. And it's so important to get that message out, because so many of these parents nowadays really believe that chronic illnesses are just a part of being a childhood now. And that's really the sad aspect of this.
It's very sad, and it's frustrating to me. Very frustrating, because I don't know if people just have blinders on and they just don't want to know, or if it's just not fun for them, or, you know, they're just listening to what their traditional doctor says, and, you know, here, take this medicine. Personally, it's a lot of work, and I think most people just don't want to do it.
Yeah, I can fully see that. But, you know, being a parent, it's a job. It's not fun all the time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And it's so important what you're talking about within the, and is the name of the film going to be Epidemic Answers, or do you have a name yet, or?
the tentative title that we have right now is called Canary Kids, and the reason for that is back in the old days when coal miners used to mine for coal, they would send a canary down into the coal mine, and if there was too much gas, it would kill the canary, and it was toxic to the canary, and so the coal miners knew that if that was the case, then they shouldn't go down there. So our kids are basically the canaries in the coal mine these days. They're being filled with toxins. You know, even they're being born pre-polluted. Most people don't even know this at this point, but the toxins are actually being passed on from the mother to the child, and it's not just toxins, it's gut dysbiosis and infections that are being passed on from the mother to the child, and most people just don't even know this, so we're trying to raise awareness about this. So if those are the cases, then you can do something about it, and you can actually recover your child. That every child is going to be different just because everybody is different, and the epigenetics of that is going to be different. So whatever your genes are, you know, the genes load the trigger, and then the environment pulls the gun. I mean, the environment pulls the trigger. So it's going to be different for every single person. So that's why it takes a whole team of naturopaths and functional medicine doctors, like I was saying, to really dig at. But there are a lot of commonalities to this.
Right. Now, that seems like something that the Canary Party itself might be interested in getting involved with as far as fundraising for this.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with the Canary Party.
I am. Okay. And I know that our executive director, Beth Lambert, who has written the book called A Compromised Generation, is very much in touch with Ginger Taylor.
Well, wonderful. Because that sounds like the message that so many of us have out there that are members of the Canary Party and just members in general of the autism community and the chronic illness community, that people are waking up. You know, the numbers have gotten so massive that that people are waking up to this cannot be the way childhood is supposed to be. And as more people wake up, we need films like this to get that narrative out to the rest of them to shake them and wake them up.
Right. Our way of life is just not sustainable anymore. I mean, these kids aren't going to be able to have kids. So, I mean, in a few generations, I don't even know if there will be a few generations left.
I can fully see that.
Controlling our reproductive ability. It's controlling fertility. It's, you know, it's definitely an epidemic.
Now, do you have any kind of, the whole idea behind this thing in February in Connecticut, it's a fundraiser. Are you doing any online fundraising for the film as well?
We are. We have a campaign through Indiegogo, mm-hmm. and people can contribute through there, or they could just go to our website, which is www.epidemicanswers.org. And I think it's /donate, but if you can't find that, then just on the homepage, there's something about the film and what you can do to, you know, help out. You can either donate or you could host screening parties or just something to help us get the word out, and that would be much appreciated.
And yeah, and you do also have, I'm looking at the page now on the website, and it does talk about the film and how you can apply to be in the film. It's got a number, and you can send your proceeds to the, to Epidemic Answers. And by the way, Epidemic Answers, I'm seeing on this website, is a 501c3. So your donations are tax deductible, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So, I'd love to see this film come to fruition. It's really ultimately what we need as a society to wake us up. And if these films are done, and apparently your director, the person that's going to handle this film, is already quite astute at this kind of thing. But getting that narrative out there to people in a way where it's going to reach more than just the choir that we've been preaching to, that's the important thing.
That is the important thing. And also, like you were saying before, it's like a lot of people in the autism community are very familiar with this thing, but what a lot of people don't understand is that there's a lot of commonality, like I was talking about earlier, between autism and ADHD and allergies and asthma, autoimmune diseases, I mean, even adults with autoimmune diseases, things like Lyme and fibromyalgia, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, the neurological disorders in there as well, and that all goes back to toxicity, like I was talking about earlier. So, yeah, it would be great to help people wake up and not preach to the choir. So it would be great to help spread the word.
Yeah, sometimes we get to that point where we stay within our little group where we're comfortable, and we end up preaching to the choir more than trying to get the word out to everybody else. So I see here that you're also not only just a board member but a social media director, so you're very astute at trying to get that message out to more and more people.
Right, and the message is recovery, and so that's a message of hope. We don't want it to be a message of doom and gloom, like, oh no, there's so many toxins, what am I going to do about it? Oh no, the food supply is tainted. Oh no, you know, most people just sort of give up and put their heads in the sand and they just don't want to hear about it anymore. But it's a message of recovery and of hope. So if we could help spread that message and help wake people up, that would be a great thing.
Well, and I think also, Maria, that most people are just to the point where it's like, we're so inundated with these toxins, and this has become the norm now, where a lot of people, maybe without your kind of coaching, which we're going to be talking later in the program about, but without that kind of coaching, they really feel as if there's no other options out there. It's so prevalent that, you know, the genetically modified foods and everything, the chemicals, it's like, how in the hell can you get away from it? So people do throw up their hands.
Right, and the good thing is that there are some MDs out there, medical doctors, that are actually turning themselves into functional medicine doctors, like Dr. Mark Hyman and Dr. Susan Blum, and they've actually gone through toxicity themselves. They both had mercury toxicity, and they're like, what do I do about this? And the funny thing was that both of them went to see a naturopath, and the naturopath helped them understand what was going on. They said, aha, so they start spreading the word. So I think the momentum is building.
And that is so awesome, because we really do. I think that's the primary goal, because if the doctors that so many of us trust, and I don't trust many doctors anymore, but the medical doctors out there that so many of us trust in this society, if we start going there and they start saying, hey, y'all got to stop doing this, I think it's going to be easier to get more of the public on board. And then the rest of the industries will have to change, because people just don't want to buy their crap anymore.
Right.
So, yeah, I think that's just a phenomenal idea. Now, don't forget, everybody, check out the Linderman Unleashed Facebook page, because we're going to be putting the links to not only the website and the film, but also how you can donate and help out, and check them out as well, Epidemic Answers on Indiegogo. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with more from Maria Ricker-Hong. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed, naturalnewsradio.com.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Are you concerned about the food supply, including GMOs in your family's diet? With pesticides, herbicides, and questionable additives like MSG, high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, and food dyes in most foods on the market today, you should be. Well, now there's an affordable alternative to high retail organic food prices. Announcing Box Organics, created by two families with children affected by autism that were not only concerned with the toxic ingredients in our conventional diets, but equally concerned with the high cost of providing their family nutritious organic organic foods. Box Organics offers USDA certified organic fruit, vegetables, dairy, dry goods, and meats delivered fresh, not frozen, directly to your door. We're an online store offering you substantial savings on the organic food that you want at your convenience. Ordering is easy. Box Organics currently offers free shipping in 15 states with a minimum purchase. Visit boxorganics.com. That's organics with an X.com today. Box Organics. Think and eat outside the box.
Hey, Doc, why don't you listen to Linderman Unleashed?
You can't handle the truth!
All right, thanks for staying with us. It is Food Fight Fridays on Linderman Unleashed, naturalnewsradio.com. We have Maria Rickert Hong, who's a holistic health counselor, on board with us today. And Maria, we touched upon the film. We touched upon the website Epidemic Answers, but is there anything more you'd like to add to the film before we start actually getting involved with why the film needs to be made and what your role in that is as far as helping our children?
Well, for the film, we've actually gotten a lot of applications already, mm-hmm. and we're not going to start our selection process until we have some major funding underway. So if that gives people an incentive to help fund us, then, you know, that would be great.
Well, I think the incentive to help fund you is the fact that, you know, without raising this awareness, we're not going to be around for our children or grandchildren to see much of a future. If that's not an incentive, I don't know what the heck is.
Yeah.
So kind of the catalyst that would get a film like this going is the fact that you're a holistic health counselor and you have walked the walk as well as talked the talk. You've recovered your own children, and correct me if I'm wrong, you've corrected your own toxicity as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So it all sort of hit about 4 years ago with my older son, who had what I didn't know at the time, but it was severe sensory processing disorder. And our nanny had just left, and I had my younger son who was a baby, and the stress of my older son, he would just cry and cry and cry about everything, and I didn't know what to do, and it stressed me out so much. I started getting sick all the time. I got shingles twice. I got bronchitis, which I've never had. I started having, like, ovarian cysts and uterine fibroids. I had insomnia, where I would wake up in the middle of the night for a few hours, and then I wouldn't be able to go back to sleep, and then I'd be dead the next day. So I had severe adrenal fatigue, getting sick all the time. I had the worst case of poison ivy, and it was pretty hard. So I had gone to my doctor, my gynecologist, and like, what gives? And he said, here, have some Zoloft and have some Ambien, and this will help you sleep through the night. And it didn't. And I started doing my own research. I used to work on Wall Street. I was an equity research analyst, so I knew how to do research. And I found out that magnesium actually helps for insomnia. And lo and behold, it helped. I'm like, seriously? This was it? So I went back to my doctor. I'm like, how come you didn't tell me about this? And they're like, well, whatever works for you. So I was like, okay, guess I'm on my own for this. And I just started doing more and more research and trying to figure out what would help myself and my sons. And eventually I started seeing a naturopath, and he was very helpful at helping me not be so sick anymore. And after I'd been seeing him for a few months, I found out that he tested me for heavy metals, and it turned out I had mercury levels that were off the charts and led to, I had arsenic, I had cadmium, I had tungsten that were in major amounts, and then, you know, smaller amounts of other metals too. I'm like, oh no, what about my kids? And so I had them tested too, and my older son was at the 97th percentile for heavy metal toxicity,
oh,
and my
Lord.
Younger one at the 90th, which was really sickening. That's when I had also discovered the Environmental Working Group's report back in 2005 called, I'm trying to remember the exact name of it, but it was about our babies being born pre-polluted. I think it's just called the pollution in newborns. And so it's not just heavy metals, but it's persistent organic pollutants. It's things like benzene and toluene, xylene. There are, you know, there's formaldehyde. There's all sorts of nasty things that are in there. And so I immediately set on how to get rid of this for ourselves. And so with a kid, you have to be a lot more gentle, because because their nervous systems and their immune systems and everything about them is just growing and developing, you have to be very careful and very gentle with what you do. So that's when I discovered food can make such a big difference. And mainly cleaning up the gut can be a huge factor. Now, most of these kids, it could be all, I don't know, I haven't seen any studies that show that, but in my experience from all that I've read and all that I've had personal experience with kids with autism, ADHD, allergies, PDD, NOS, OCD, sensory processing disorder, they all have some kind of gut dysbiosis going on. And that's why you have this other list of soft symptoms like chronic dark circles under the eyes, they walk on their toes, they have big pot bellies, they're yeasty, you know, they have cradle cap, or they itch all the time, you know, the eczema, those kinds of things. And that's when I really started to put it all together. And it comes down to toxicity and comes down to gut dysbiosis, and they cause nutritional deficiencies. So when you work backwards and try to correct those things, lo and behold, healing happens. Now, some people may need just very small changes, but some people need very big changes. So it just depends on the person, and that's where you have to take an individualized approach.
And just learning, you know, Hippocrates said, let food be your medicine, medicine be your food, years and years and years ago. And it really is, when you start looking at the real whole foods out there, everything that ails us, even the stuff caused by the unnatural crap that we're doing now, can be healed, or maybe not healed, but just getting back to where we are supposed to be to begin with. The foods
right.
can
and
do that.
I always say that diet and food are necessary, but you know, may not be sufficient for recovery. So it's something that you have to do, is correct the diet, but it may not be enough. For some people, it is enough. For plenty of people, it's enough, but it's a basic. It's something that we have to do. I mean, I don't even think people know what a whole food is anymore. Because you look at bread, and it says made with whole grains. That's not the same thing as a whole food.
Right, and you know,
whole food, if it comes like from if it's the wheat berries themselves, or if it's the millet grain, or you know, the buckwheat seed, something like that.
Right, you know, but the other thing is what I do. A lot is what I witness a lot is parents that say, well, I'm going to take my kid to a doctor. He's autistic, or he's, you know, he's got OCD, or he's got chronic illnesses all the time. He's got these ear infections that are always bad. And they'll take him to the doctor and they'll get the antibiotic for the ear infection. Let's just use that as an example. But yet they'll go then and continue to give him their vaccines or continue to feed him the crap diet, and then wonders why the ear infections are called reoccurring ear infections.
Exactly. Even if you, all of a sudden at you know, the age of two or three, they need to have tubes put in their ears to help prevent those infections because they're getting them like every couple of months. Yeah, there was a study that came out just a couple of days ago that said that one treatment of antibiotics for a baby can really dysregulate the immune system, because it's where the immune system is. It's in the gut. And so dosing that with antibiotics, and then, like you say, loading it with all the sugar and the grains and starches that would feed the pathogens in the gut, things like candida or strep or klebsiella. You can get Lyme infections. I mean, you're just feeding the pathogens when you do that. And so that's why dietary changes are so necessary.
And then when you make those dietary changes, you do see the difference, because one thing that I've noticed, and you know, I'm sure you'll reiterate this, but you know, the gut being the second brain, or you know, that's what they call it, and mm-hmm. what's going on in the gut is really affecting not just their chronic illnesses like wasting disease and just the dark circles and just looking basically unhealthy with the distended body and the low muscle tone, but it really affects their behavior, because some of these things can actually affect your behavior because they have an opioid effect.
Exactly. And so what happens is these people have leaky gut. So they have holes in their intestines. And sometimes that can be caused by genetically modified foods like the BT corn, or it could also be caused a lot of times it's from a candida infection, which is yeast, and a lot of people have it, and they don't realize that they do. And what it does is the mycelia and that yeast actually poke little holes in your gut, and it takes over your body. And so those things, those waste products that should be pooped out of you are not being pooped out. And the proteins especially are, like you say, have an opiate effect when they go to the brain, and it's the same pathway that morphine uses. So these kids act like they're on drugs. So, you know, the first thing that a lot of people do is do a gluten-free, dairy-free diet, and yes, it does relieve the symptoms where they no longer act spacey or hyper, or but it's not, you know, getting rid of the actual cause of the problem, which is the gut dysbiosis.
So then going to the gluten-free diet, which my wife and I did with our son. My son was on a gluten-free, casein-free diet for 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't heal the gut. That just means you're not getting the crap put in you to make you act like you do.
Exactly. You're just getting rid of the symptoms. You're not getting rid of the problem.
So how do you correct the problem? How does a perforated gut heal?
Well, there are a few different kinds of gut healing diets that you can do. One is an anti-candida diet, which is very hard to do. The other ones are the body ecology diet. There's the specific carbohydrate diet, there's a paleo diet, and there's the GAPS diet, which is the gut and psychology syndrome diet. And each of those diets has been used very well to help recover people not just from autism, but from all sorts of autoimmune diseases, ADHD, asthma, all sorts of things.
I've heard diet can, in some cases, cure schizophrenia.
Well, yeah, and schizophrenia and autism are very much related. There's a really good blog out there. He's a researcher, mostly an autism researcher over in England, and his name is Paul Whiteley. And he's always exploring all these little tangential issues. And schizophrenia is very much related to autism. So, and if there's the same kind of cause. It's the gut dysbiosis and the toxicity. It just depends on which way, which little pathway it tends to go and which gene happens to get triggered, you know. Could be autism in one person, could be schizophrenia in another, could be just asthma in another person.
Well, and the one thing that I've heard from the naysayers out there that are trying to say that there's really no epidemic is kids that have been diagnosed with autism really would have been diagnosed with schizophrenia 40, 50, 60 years ago. The problem with that is schizophrenia is rising exponentially as well. So what the hell are you talking about?
Exactly. I would tell those people, and I have, go talk to any teacher who's been around for a while, and she'll tell you, or he'll tell you, that there's really something going on with these kids. I know that when I was a kid, I knew one kid with asthma, and that was it. And now a lot of kids have asthma. I'm trying to remember. I think it's one in six kids, or I can't remember the exact statistics, but, you know, one in 10 kids have ADHD, and you can argue about whether we're diagnosing autism more or better, but I think the overall statistic shows that, yeah, it's actually absolutely growing, and that one in 88 statistics that people have been talking about recently that was just put out by the CDC a few months ago, that's just for kids that were born in the year 2000. For kids that are born more recently, the numbers are actually much higher.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that. I'll tell you what, Maria, we're going to have to take a quick break. We're going to be right back, folks. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed Food Fight Fridays on naturalnewsradio.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Did you know the Natural News Store saves you money on superfoods, preparedness products, and more? Visit shopnaturalnews.com to start saving right now on herbal medicine kits, sovereign silver, Enerfood superfood products, organic storable foods for preparedness, astaxanthin, chia seeds, coconut sugar, and much more. Everything in the store is personally selected by Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, so you can shop with confidence while avoiding GMOs, MSG, chemical additives, and other ingredients found in products sold elsewhere. Visit shop. naturalnews.com to get started on your savings. Orders of $99 or more are shipped free in the continental USA. And we have live customer support ready to help via phone, text, chat, or email. A percentage of all sales are donated to important causes for food freedom, farm freedom, and health freedom. Most recently, the Natural News Store donated $10,000 to help support the GMO labeling Proposition 37 in California. More donations will be announced on a regular basis. Visit shopnaturalnews.com.
Hey, Doc, why don't you listen to Linderman Unleashed?
You can't handle the truth!
All right, thanks for staying with us. You're listening to Food Fight Fridays. Really enjoying this conversation. I hope you are as well. We're conversing with Maria Rickert-Hong, who's a holistic health counselor, about a fundraising for a great documentary. We're going to have that on the links to that on the Linderman Unleashed Facebook page. But now we're also talking about healing our children. And I know this program is really centered around autism because my wife and I are, you know, affected by that situation with our son. But we've got issues out there that really do seem to be just the new norm for children these days. And it's amazing, Maria, that so many of them can be fixed. And in some cases, I know not all, but in some cases, a dietary change could affect the list of the diseases and the illnesses that you cover on your website that you talk about: autism, ADHD, allergies, asthma, sensory processing disorder, OCD, systemic candida, chronic ear infections, chronic sinus infections, acid reflux, adrenal fatigue, hypothyroidism, type 2 diabetes. I mean, my gosh, all this can be easily fixed, but yet we're still running to doctors saying, here, take this drug.
Right, right. Absolutely. Yeah, there's so much that can be done with diet. I won't say that diet is everything, because in a lot of these cases, especially when you mentioned the thyroid issue, I think you really need to have a very good endocrinologist take a look either at yourself or your child. And there actually is a doctor in New York. His name is Dr. Raphael Kelman. And he presented, I don't know if you saw that this summer, at the Autism One conference. And he talked about the link between hypothyroidism and autism. And he says that 70 to 80% of these kids are actually hypothyroid. And that's something I've always, you know, thought with my own son too. His temperature is always like 96, 97 degrees. And I'm like, doesn't that mean he's hypothyroid? He got sick a lot. And, you know, most doctors are like, no, no, no. But this doctor says yes. So that's another thing I think a lot of people just aren't really taking a look at either.
And that doctor's name is
Raphael Kelman, K-E-L-L-M-A-N. If you want, I can get his website.
Well, I'll have to check him out, because I'd love to have him on the program. And here I am taking notes like we're just talking on the phone instead of conducting
a
radio interview.
I'm taking my phone so I can get you his
But you know what? I'll tell you what. This is a big issue. If you just want to send me his information, Maria, that would be fabulous. We are dealing with this issue, and it is such a large issue because of our food supply right now. And there's got to be parents out there. There's got to be a certain segment of my listeners that are just new to listening to the radio program, because we've got so many new listeners. And so many of them have just got to be sitting around going, what in the hell can I do? Everything you buy in the grocery store, even the stuff that looks natural, is covered with paraffins and been sprayed with pesticides and herbicides and grown genetically modified. And it's got to be so daunting to just sit down and just feel so just so helpless. But there are little tricks you can do.
Yeah, I know that when I first started on my journey, it was so overwhelming, and I was so pissed off. I'm like, why do I have to do this? This isn't fair. Everybody else gets to feed their kids macaroni and cheese and pizza. Yeah. I can't. But you know what? We're so much better off for it now. And it's an education. It's not something you can do overnight. So I would tell these people, don't beat yourself up if you can't do it right away. But there are lots of things that you can do. You can eat organic foods. People will complain about the price and say, oh, the price is so much higher. You know, what about that? And take a look at Europe or anywhere else in the world. They spend at least twice as much as what we do on food. And the reason why our food prices are so much lower is that we eat so much processed food. And most of that processed food consists of subsidized foods. And a lot of those subsidized foods are also genetically modified foods, which aren't good for you if you know anything about, you know, Jeffrey Smith and the Institute for Responsible Technology. So, you know, that's just one of the main things that you can do to help improve your situation.
Well, and one of the things, Maria, that I talk about constantly on this program, being an owner of a company that sells organic foods as well, but I say, you know, you sit there and you snivel about the cost of food, but yet you buy this cheap food and spend time in the long lines at the pharmacy buying expensive drugs.
Exactly.
You know,
your money's going somewhere. You just don't really realize it. It's a lot of times it's a very hidden cost, especially the environmental cost of everything. It's, you know, it's coming back to bite us right now. Unfortunately, it's being pushed off into later generations, which is now coming to be our generation and our kids' generation. So we're paying the price.
And you're actually out there. You offer free consultations, correct?
I do, yes.
And being a holistic health counselor, you can get out there and you can coach people on how to change their diet, on how to get healthier, how to get their children healthier. And, you know, 15 years ago, I would have sat back and said, okay, this, and I don't know if you were, but, you know, it doesn't sound like you were back then, but any kind of holistic life coach or that kind of thing, I would have said, you're out of your mind. Who the hell needs a life coach? You're alive, for God's sakes. But I can see now where, oh my gosh, it really does help to have that little outside source of somebody that can give you this information that's, you've taken years and years to compile yourself. We don't have that kind of time anymore.
Right, and that's the thing too. People want it done for you. They want it right away. And so it's nice to have a guide on your side that will help walk you through the steps and help you not feel, you know, too overwhelmed while you're doing it, and just take little steps. And, well, and so that's what I do. I help people add things in first. And when you do that, you start crowding other things out. So that's just one of the basic steps that I do. Absolutely.
And Maria, one of the other things I can think about is, when my wife and I, almost a decade ago, were going through the same thing, looking at how to heal our son, and, you know, we made so many poor choices. Oh, we're going to go on the gluten-free, casein-free diet. Oh, wow, corn's gluten-free, so we can feed him Doritos, you know, and Frito chips. And,
and I did the same thing.
Yeah, so having that life coach to not only just say, okay, this is what you don't do, and this is what
right.
you can't eat, but to also kind of validate why, because that's one thing we didn't get as we were learning this on our own is, you know, our family thought we were crazy. What are you doing? You're actually, they would actually say you're being abusive to your son by not letting him eat that stuff.
And heard that one.
Oh yeah. And it's like, you know, to have somebody like you out there, not just saying you can't do this, you can't do that, no soup for you. It can be more of a validation. Here's why. So
absolutely.
I really like that whole idea. Now the chronic diseases, one of them that I want to talk about briefly today is just this morning. We're taping this on Tuesday morning. Just this morning on my local TV program news, they were talking about diabetes. And it just drives me nuts when I hear the media who are, just whore themselves to the pharmaceutical industry, by the way.
I'm glad you said it.
But the way they treat diabetes, and it's like, oh my God, I remember, you know, I'm only 47 years old, but I remember diabetes was an old person's disease.
Right. Back when
I was growing up.
Right. Yeah, my mother had it. She developed type 2 diabetes, and now one of my brothers has it, and a couple of my sisters are, it looks like they might be on their way. So, yeah, it's very prevalent in American society these days.
So, in your opinion, what is diet doing to our if you want to call it conventional diet here in America, what is our conventional diet doing to attribute to the rise in diabetes?
It's killing us, and it's an over-reliance on processed foods. When you have processed foods, that's what I was referring to earlier when I talked about the bread made with whole grains. A bread, because it's made with whole grains, is ground into flour, and the flour has the same kind of glycemic effect on you that sugar does. It raises your blood sugar, and people are developing type 2 diabetes because they're becoming insulin resistant. Their insulin is no longer able to take that sugar and stuff it into their cells, and so their blood sugar rises, and you know, it can be very fatal.
So, you know, okay, I've got a family member. I won't say which one because I don't want to get in trouble. But, you know, I've got a family member that says, well, I'm doing good on my diet because I have diabetes and I have to take all this medicine and everything because I went to the dark Wonder Bread.
Right, right. You know, they put caramel color in there to make it dark.
No, I did not know that.
It's not the same. Yeah, and people, I think, they just want to have their cake, literally, and eat it too. They would rather keep eating the same foods that are easy to them, and, you know, it's like a kid in a way. It's like they just don't want to do the grown-up thing and say that this isn't good for me. And so people would rather just take their medicine for it and not change their diet. But so many people have recovered from type 2 diabetes just by changing their diet. It's not a hard thing to do.
Well, okay, then let me ask you this. This is Food Fight Friday. I want you to educate my listening audience on food. Out of the diet that is part of the American society right now, what would you say? I'm putting you on the spot here. We haven't talked about it prior to this. What would you say are the top 5 real problem foods that are really prominent in our American diet?
Soft drinks for one, because you're just drinking sugar, right? And then number 2, you know, you could put fruit juices on there too. People think, oh, I'm drinking fruit juice, I'm so healthy. It's just sugar.
Right.
You're just creating inflammation, and you're making your insulin more resistant. And then you're gaining that belly fat, which is causing more inflammation, and so that's not good. Processed foods in general just aren't good for you because, like I said, they raise the glycemic load on your body, and for all the same reasons. So things like pizza and pasta. I'm trying to think what would be number 4 and 5 on the list, but those are definitely my top 3.
Okay. Well, you know, that's enough because I mean, you just mentioned a whole lot of what we're dealing with in society right now. I happen to think you were dead on with the soft drinks being number 1, especially I don't think I've ever seen a thin person with a Diet Coke in their hand.
And there have been studies that have come out recently that show drinking Diet Coke actually makes you gain weight, and the reason why it does is that it sends the sweet taste in there, even though there are no calories to it, actually sends a signal to your brain to start releasing insulin, and so you're going to have the same sort of problem that you would if you had just, you know, had the regular Coke. Plus, you have the aspartame on top of that, which is neurotoxic.
Right, and the aspartame being neurotoxic, I think, has a lot to do. You mentioned this word that we mentioned very often on Linderman Unleashed towards the beginning of the program, epigenetics. Mm-hmm. And I think the aspartames, as well as the other toxins out there, are wreaking havoc on that epigenetic level that a lot of my listeners are already educated in because they've been listening for a while. But let's talk about how our food is affecting us at that epigenetic level and explain it a little bit.
Yeah, so that's what I was saying earlier, was that genetics loads the gun and environment pulls the trigger. So depending on whatever genes you have, and there are a lot of people out there who say, oh, autism, let's search for a genetic cure for it. It's not just genetics. You can't look at it like that, because if it were just genetics, we wouldn't have any increase in the rate. The rate would stay just the same, right? We'd still have like a 2% prevalence of it in society. It wouldn't be it would be less than that, but it wouldn't be 1 in 88. It wouldn't keep growing and growing and growing, the rate. So when you start adding in things like environmental toxins, and then you add in a standard American diet, which is called SAD, and then you add in antibiotics, and you add in pharmaceuticals, it changes those genes, and it can actually have them trigger on and off. And there are a couple of different kinds of genes. I'm trying to remember the exact names for the genes, but these genes control your methylation. And so you can actually get yourself tested if you go to a knowledgeable doctor, which would be, you could go to a naturopath or a functional medicine doctor or a biomedical doctor and get yourself tested for a methylation defect. And that would actually show you that you're not methylating properly, which means you're not able to detoxify properly. So these toxins are actually accumulating inside of you and getting worse. And then eating the processed food on top of that. And here's one of the main problems is that these foods that are processed have been supplemented with folic acid. The folic acid is actually synthetic, and it actually causes harm in a person who has a methylation defect, and it causes those toxins to build up faster. So as pregnant mothers, we're given advice to take folic acid because it helps prevent neural tube defects. Well, the problem is that if you have that methylation defect, like I said, it can actually cause more harm. And so what you'll find is, you know, people with these issues, like I've been talking about with autism, ADHD, allergies, asthma, sensory processing, all these things that, you know, I've had or, you know, deal with, and then my own problems as well, and they'll have methylation defects. And I've heard, I don't know for sure, that sometimes you can actually have those genes turn on and off. Because I've talked to some people that have actually tested and then retested themselves, and one time they will have the defect, and then another time they haven't. Now, I don't know if that's true, but that's just something that I've heard.
I've heard the same thing, and I think that's where we get to that epigenetic thing, where it's not genetic like we normally think of genetics being, you're going to get that from your mom and dad, and that's it. It is more how our world is changing us genetically as we're walking around and doing what we're doing, the stupid stuff that many of us do. So we are running a little bit low on time here, so I want to reemphasize, Maria. First, let's talk real quickly once again about the movie and what people can do, and what's a time frame on the movie to really start getting going. Is there a certain amount of money you have to have before you can get a trailer going, that kind of thing?
We're looking, I believe, at $250,000 before we can start taking applications, I think. I can't swear to that, but I think that's what the number is. So since we just kicked off our fundraising campaign, we've got a ways to go. Any donation that people can make would be super helpful, whether it's $5, $10, that's fine. You know, every little bit helps.
Yeah, and it sounds like such an important movie to get out there, because we are trying to reach more than, you know, the natural news readers and Linderman Unleashed listeners and your patients that have already woken up, and that's really important. And also, let's say you're in the Connecticut area, not far from New York City, but we've got a long, wide, vast country here. What if somebody, say, in Houston, Texas, wanted to discuss issues with you? Are they able to do that without being there in Connecticut?
Yeah, absolutely. I do phone consultations, and people can actually go to my website, which is www.mariarickert, which is R-I-C-K-E-R-T, Hong, H-O-N-G, www.thefoodpolicy.com. And there's a little tab on there for free consultations, and just select a time and a date, and we'll get it set up. And, yeah, I do phone consultations all the time across the country.
Well, that's great because, you know, I really do feel like so many people out there need that coaching, need that validation and what have you. Now, if a mom calls and says, hey, I want a consultation for my son who's suffering from not only autism but asthma, chronic ear infections, mm-hmm. And adrenal fatigue or whatever it might be. Now, I know some of those things really have to be diagnosed, but autism, you know, there's autism in it. You can help them out over the phone as far as just giving them some advice on what to change in their diet.
Yes, yes, I can. And I've done that many times. And actually what I usually do is if a mother calls in for help with her child, I actually work with the mother too, because a lot of times the mother has problems. And especially if you've got an autistic kid or a child with special needs, it's so draining to you. And you're going to have your own health problems. And I think the Thinking Moms Revolution actually had their blog post today about, I'm trying to remember which one it was that wrote it, but she had thrown her back out. And she's like, oh, my God, I can't take care of my autistic kid. What am I going to do? And so if you can't take care of yourself, then how can you take care of your children? So what I usually do is I work with the family as a whole, especially the mother and the child. And a lot of times the mother has hypothyroid issues too, and I'll help point that out as well. Just like I was saying earlier with Dr. Kelman, and he believes that a lot of these issues were developed in utero because of the toxic exposures that came from the mother, but also the mother may have been hypothyroid to begin with and not known it.
And that makes all the sense in the world to me. And, you know, being involved in the autism community and the natural health community for a long time, mothers of special needs kids can be such the martyrs, and they do have to take care of themselves.
Yeah, it's a hard life.
Yes.
But it does get better. I went through my hard part 4 years ago, and I will tell you, I'm so much better. Like I said before, I was getting sick all the time. I had adrenal fatigue. I'd wake up in the middle of the night and couldn't sleep, and then, you know, I'd take three-hour naps, and I wouldn't feel any better, and it was just dragging, and it was like anything I could do to get through the day. I'm like, this is no way to live. So, but I pulled myself out of it so much better, and I would love to help other moms, you know, either help themselves or help their kids to get better.
And holistic health right now, changing our diet, that really is that light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm. And absolutely.
We can make such a change. That's why Kim and I decided about a month and a half ago to create this program, Food Fight Fridays, to start really pushing the fact that everything that we're doing, we're causing the problems we have, and we can make that change. And I love the fact that that's what you're out there doing, is helping parents make that change. And the fact that, you know, you didn't come from a holistic background and you walk in and say, hey, this is what I've been doing my whole life. You're one of those passionate people out there that have changed their own lives and want to, you know, pay it forward.
Exactly, exactly. And it feels so good to do that. It's like, yes, I made a difference.
You know, it really does. It really does. And some of the best ones, I've always said the best preachers out there are the ex-drug addicts and the ex-scumbags, because they've lived the life and they're out there they're just fired up. And I think that's what we're seeing. And as more and more people get toxic, like you were saying earlier on in the program, doctors that were MDs that are really changing their attitudes because of what's personally affecting them.
When you talk about holistic, and the reason why we say holistic is that it's a whole body issue. It's not, I mean, people used to think autism, it's just a psychological thing. And there are people out there who still believe that. I mean, I've gotten into arguments with people on, you know, social media sites where they're saying, you know, it's just in the brain. What do you mean holistic? That's, you know, but they don't realize the whole gut-brain connection like we were talking about, and the toxic level at, you know, across the body, and it affects just different parts, you know, your liver, your adrenals, your thyroid, your glands. So, yeah, it's a holistic thing. You really need to look at all those pieces and parts for recovery.
Yeah, I get in those arguments too. And they say, well, my Johnny's had all the vaccines and he eats like all the other kids and he's perfectly fine. Johnny, come get your inhaler and don't forget your Risperidol. You know, it's like, yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Exactly. You know, and you can only lead a horse to water, so that's all we can do.
That's true. Maria, I do want to say thank you so much. I'm so glad we finally got to be able to talk, and I'd love to do this in the future. And maybe once everything gets going and the fundraising gets started real you know, really going, I'd love to have you back and maybe get the director of the film on for to talk about the film itself.
Right, and there's also Beth Lambert, who's the executive director of Epidemic Answers, and like I said, she's written a book called A Compromised Generation, which I highly recommend to anyone who's trying to understand why our kids are going through what they're going through and why 52% of American kids have some kind of chronic condition. I mean, she'd be a great person to have on your show as well.
Well, I would love to read the book. Maybe I'll contact her, see about getting a copy, and then have her on after I've read it. I like to read it before I get them on for that, so I'll definitely, if you send me her contact information, I'd love to get a hold of her.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, well, stay on the line. I'm going to sign off here, and then we'll talk briefly before you have to go, if that's all right with you.
Yep, perfectly fine.
All right, folks, thanks for listening to Linderman Unleashed Food Fight Fridays. You just listened to Maria Rickert-Hong. Do not forget Linderman Unleashed Facebook fan page. I will have all of Maria's information and information on how you can support the film and the website, Epidemic Answers. Until next week, I hope everybody has a great weekend. And do not forget, here at Linderman Unleashed, the gloves are always off. Y'all have a great one.